Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
All righty, here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios in Denver. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app, a free app for your phone. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday. Hello, Jamie.
Hi. I'm telling you what, last night was insane. The wind, the rain. It was like a cyclone at my house.
It was a hurricane.
It was insanity. Hurricane. It really actually was. It woke me up. Yeah. And the wind was coming through the fireplace again. I hate that fireplace upstairs. Who decided that you should have a fireplace in your bedroom? So dumb.
It's kind of dumb, isn't it?
It is so dumb. Yeah. I've never used it since I bought that place. Yeah.
So you had some bad weather,
oh,
huh?
Yeah, it was pretty nasty.
I don't know if we had it or not.
Although, I will tell you, before I took my clothes out to be picked up by the laundry service today, I stood out there in the rain, and it was so nice because it was cold rain.
Yeah.
And it felt like I was like, oh, I think I've invented something. You know how they have like float therapy and all these different kinds of therapies?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to create rain therapy.
Did you say float or goat?
Float.
Oh.
Float therapy.
I think they have goat too.
They do have goat therapy.
Yeah. Llamas.
Yep. They have all kinds of therapy. Yeah. But where you just like lay in a hammock and let the rain hit your face. Oh, it's so nice.
Man, I need a hammock.
I know. You do.
I could go straight from the recliner to the hammock.
You could. And be outdoors. Man, be outdoors.
Oh, my
God. In nature.
Yeah, so you could tell people like, I was outside all weekend.
Honey, I'm going to go get my vitamin D.
Exactly.
I'm going to be right back.
But it was a really cold rain.
You know, funny you should bring up the Cracker Jacks this morning.
Wait, okay. What?
Because,
haven't taken anybody through that yet.
What's that?
Through Cracker Jacks, I was on rain.
No. I'm going to explain.
Hi, that's BJ. He'll be on the squirrel path.
Jamie came in. She went straight to the office to get her some Cracker Jacks. See, she ordered a big case of Cracker Jacks, and a lot of the Cracker Jacks are missing. Somebody here in the building, they're Cracker Jack thieves.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
And it's not me. You know that for a fact, right?
I know it's none of you.
You would see us eating them during the show or something.
I think it's the cleaning crew.
You think so?
Well, because, you know, they clean at like midnight. You're a little hungry.
Who's going to notice
exactly.
This?
Exactly.
I'd do it.
It's a case of Cracker Jacks.
If I'm a cleaning crew, I'd do it. I'd take whatever I could get,
too.
Right?
Yeah.
Just slip it out of here, right?
Yep.
Funny you should mention that because my wife has a candy stash.
Oh, she has a candy stash?
Yeah. And she's accused me of getting into the candy stash.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's not like, it's not a... Everybody can participate. It's just her candy stash.
It's hers.
Oh.
It's hers.
Oh,
it's hidden.
Oh,
but I found the hiding spot. Why do couples do that? I don't get it.
I've been married and I've been engaged and we've never had a separate candy
snack. What about you, Carson?
No.
You've never had
it? No, all of our snacks are in the pantry. We both
That's know,
like,
how
I eat her Oreos. She'll eat my sour worm sometimes, yeah. You know.
I guarantee
I've never, you. I believe you, but yeah, being both married and also a second time engaged, we've never had separate.
So it's not normal?
No.
It's a path to a divorce?
No, I got divorced. So you might be on the right path. And Bree doesn't even like Carson. So you might be on the absolute right path. And Carson likes boys, so you know.
So everything's solid.
Yeah, you're fine.
Is that what you're saying? I think there are more people out there than you realize that actually do this.
Actually have. That hoard their food. And
not just candy, but stacks. Okay. Yes, a snack stash that the other person doesn't know about.
I will tell you this. I do remember one moment when I was married and my ex-husband took my last Diet Coke. Now, that could kill somebody.
Yeah, last straw, isn't it?
Oh, tell me it's somebody. Yeah, almost. Yeah. You see the last Diet Coke in there and you know I'm addicted to it and you take it?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Yeah.
I learned my lesson with the Oreos.
Yeah.
I did that one time. I finished off. There was only two left. I was like, oh, there's only two left. I'm going to have it. Bree came home that night and was like, where are my Oreos? Like,
because you remember. You remember there's two Oreos. And like, by the way, two Oreos and a Diet Coke. Oh.
Yeah, that was the last time I ever finished off the Oreos.
You know, and that's kind of like the cookie stash in a way. It's kind of like that because you know not to eat the last one if the other person really loves it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because you're thinking of it. You're thinking of it. And then you go, and then it's there, and you're like, why did I ever get married? God, I hate you.
Oh, what a start to today.
Sorry.
I love it.
I'm just in Bree's world right now.
I feel like I'm at home.
You're welcome.
More thunderstorms today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, poor water world.
Yeah.
I mean, today is what, June 4th, 5th?
Yeah,
4th. What is it? 4th? So today is June 4th, and my friends that have littles at home are losing their minds.
School's out.
Well, and camps have been canceled.
Yeah.
And my girlfriends are like, I have two that have littles that are still at home. I mean, littles. And they're like,
It's hard to keep up with that energy. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. And you know, you think you're going to send them to swim camp or whatever kind of camp. Yeah. And then they're like, a horse camp. And they're like, sorry, it's been canceled.
We got canceled yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. Bicycle camp went off without a hitch, but baseball canceled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So today it might be canceled.
And I went over there. I'm the only person that showed up.
Well, you didn't get any kind of text or anything?
My wife gets it. She didn't tell me.
She can let you know.
No. I go all the way to the baseball park, and I'm sitting there, and Frog and I are the only two people there. So I call her, and I said, did you get an email about baseball? Hang on a second. Oh, yeah, it's been canceled.
Oh, Nobody thought to look at this before you. You guys are a mess.
She got me to leave so she could eat that stash of candy, probably.
What a household. Just a complete disheveled mess.
It is.
I mean, nobody checked before. It's pouring rain and nobody checked.
No. I loaded him up and we go off the baseball.
Oh, my God.
He's got his cleats
child.
On. He's sitting in the back seat with his gloves.
Ready to go.
His cleats ready to go.
And that kid is going to be in therapy later. Like, my parents just never even tried to figure out what to do, and oh my God.
I got to bet you bicycle camp when we come back.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Remember yesterday we were so
really
gung-ho?
Stoked.
Oh,
yeah.
We were stoked yesterday. Yeah. Today, not so much.
Oh, yeah. Do we have a fall?
A big one. Yeah.
A scraped knee.
A wipeout.
I warned about that due to wet pavement.
Yeah. We might even have a bent frame. So bad.
Oh, geez. Oh,
it's like we hit a train. It was bad yesterday. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Wednesday, June 4th. So yesterday, Jamie, bicycle camp, not so good. Day before, awesome. Yesterday, flipped the bike over, wrecked, skint knuckles, skint knees, got it all going on, man.
Where are the people? Where are the camp counselors?
You've got probably 80 kids on bicycles. Yeah. I mean, they're going everywhere. It's like herding cats, like I said yesterday. And then you've got these, you know, 16, 17-year-old kids out there that's trying to organize everything. Right. And it's a little chaotic, to be honest
with you. So he doesn't have, like, knee pads and elbow pads and all that stuff?
He does. He took them off.
Ew.
He felt confident. After day one, he didn't want to, because you've got kids out there, like Carson's kid, for example. 3 years old, right? And they have notepads on, and they're just zooming around. Yeah. Meow, meow, meow. So he felt like that, you know, he kind of stood out having the pads on.
Gotcha.
A little embarrassing. Yeah. So yesterday didn't go so well. We're back at it again today. But I will tell you this. The people that run the camp, man, are they strict with their protocols of picking up a kid.
Well, so, as they should be.
And they should be. I'm not saying they shouldn't be. So there's a kid there, right? Somehow he knew me. Okay. He knew that we worked together, blah, blah, blah. And so we talk, and we're talking for about 10 minutes about his progress and blah, blah, blah. He's using my name. Hey, BJ, you know, Frog's doing really well and blah, blah, blah. And we turned to leave, and he goes, hang on, I need your code.
Oh.
I said, what? He said, I need your code. You can't pick up your kid without a code.
Makes
and I
sense.
Said, well, you know me. You know me.
Dude, you guys, one time I went up and I was in line to pick up my kid and he wasn't outside. You know, they have him waiting for you. And I look at Miss Bovey and I go, where is he? And she's like, oh my God, I don't know. And we both like just look at each other and that sickness just comes over you, right?
Yeah.
And she starts running around, and she asked another teacher, Spanish class.
He was?
He was in after-school Spanish.
Oh, yeah, I would be panicking.
He's supposed to go
there? Yes, he was.
And you just,
I just
didn't
forgot.
Know, you forgot.
I forgot okay. that it was Tuesday, and it was after-school Spanish. I mean, literally, she looked at me, and we locked eyes like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the worst feeling.
My oldest son, I lost him in a grocery store one time. And I'll never forget the same feeling that you're talking about. But I lost him in a grocery store. He had just wandered off, me not paying attention, you know, tried to pick out a can of tomatoes or something. And I look up and he's gone. And I go, this aisle, not a kid there. Okay, I go to the next aisle, not a kid there. And then panic. Then
you remember when they shut down the airport for me?
No.
Yeah, so I was in the East Terminal at St. Louis, and my kid, I changed his diaper, right? And I turned around to throw away the diaper, and he waddled away.
Oh.
Well, the plane was deplaning. When they opened the door, they shut him in that little triangle. You know, like when they opened the door?
Yeah.
He was trapped.
He was trapped in there. And so I was like, I was bawling. I'm like, he has a little white shirt on and it has a picture of a crappie that my dad pressed into his shirt. And they were going through the restaurants. They were looking everywhere. They shut down the doors because they thought somebody stole him. And then when that plane was done departing, they closed the door. Yep. There's my kid just looking out the window.
Oh, no.
But it's such a relief.
Shaking.
It's such a relief, too.
Oh, God.
That feeling when you find the kid is like, oh my God.
But do you know how long it takes to deplane? That's how long he was behind that door.
A while.
Holy moly.
Oh I mean, literally, like, I couldn't even.
You thought he was gone.
And people were comforting me, and I was on the plane. I was still hysterical, and they were like all coming around me.
Yeah. It's a terrible feeling.
It's
just awful. And I think every parent's been through it.
For sure.
I mean, you just.
I bet Carson hasn't lost his precious baby.
I haven't.
See?
I haven't.
He's the better parent.
I haven't had that moment.
He's the better parent than us. We're crappy parents.
We lost Frog at a pool in Hawaii.
Oh, that'd be scary.
Once. Because he wandered off to go get a snow cone by himself.
Yeah, they do that.
And we're just like,
I mean, not if they're Carson's child.
No.
Carson's child would never wander off to get a snow cone.
No.
Because that child doesn't eat sugar.
Not allowed.
All organic.
Not allowed. Organic snow cones.
You know, I'm just kidding you.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Although I do know he would never let his kids get lost. You and I, so far, have story after story after story.
I mean, I will say, when she takes off in her Jeep, she puts it in high mode, and she goes around a curve, and I can't see her, I'm like running. Sprint.
And don't you have a remote on that? You can shut it down.
But it only goes so far with the range. You got to keep up.
Organic snow cones for my baby.
I guess we are bad parents. Now that I think about
it. We kind of are.
Yeah, because I know three different occasions, and it was total chaos.
I can still tell you several more. I'm not going to bore you with it, but I'm like, but my baby was never lost.
Wow.
I wish her on her leash.
I wish I were that parent.
I know.
No, I do. Yeah. I wish I was a perfect parent.
Gone it. Oh,
can't
well.
Do it.
Yeah.
Can't do
Maybe
it.
Maybe next time for you. I mean, God knows how you do things.
I don't know. I don't know, Jamie. I don't know. I feel like I've lost Frog at least a couple of times.
No, what I'm talking about is, you know, you have another shot. I mean, you have like a 40-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Yeah, you got plenty of time.
The way you do things is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, that's not going to change. That's not going to change at all. Okay, all right. No, you can't teach your old dog new tricks, can you?
I'm just saying, maybe another baby's in your future.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Nope. I think we're set.
Okay.
I think I'm set. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the program. Stand by.
And now, attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jamie talks about everything but Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You don't even know me, Carson. You don't even know me. So Carson's trying to convince me I've got to watch this new show. But I mean, based on how I talk about TV, I don't know why I would want to go see what was Better Sister.
The Better Sister.
Not go see it. I'm sitting on my couch and watching. Better Sister on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
That sounds like gruesome. It sounds awful.
It feels like Gone Girl.
Okay.
So that's why I figure you might like it. It's going to be twisted. I know it's going to be. We're only one episode in, but it's going to be twisted.
Jessica Alba?
Jessica Biel.
Which? Wrong one.
And Elizabeth Banks.
Okay. Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I haven't seen her in a while. Was she that stripper girl? Blonde hair? She had blonde hair?
I feel like she's played a stripper.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking the wrong one, but I see who she is now. Thank you, Schmidel. I watch Wags to Riches. That's about chicks that are married really, really. By the way, hi, squirrel. I don't know if you guys do this, but when I watch reality TV, do any of you look up their net worths while you're watching it?
No.
So I've been watching Wags to Riches. I'm done now. There was 8 episodes. And it's all these women that married different baseball players, football players, and really thought that a lot of them only are worth like $2 million.
No kidding.
Yeah. And they made millions, but they just made bad investments.
Yeah.
You know, people were like, hey, invest in my, you know, Carl's Jr. Yeah. Buy a bunch of franchises, and then they all went under or whatever. I keep like every time, the only one that has money is what's the guy that got pulled out of his Lamborghini on the way to the football?
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, he's on it. He and his wife are on it, Tyreek Hill. But he has like 80 kids.
Yeah, he's got a lot of kids.
And he's still playing football, so he's still making money.
But all of those dudes have like 80 kids.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's a lot of child support.
Oh, my God. One of them has 12 on the show. It's Oceano, or what's he's famous.
Yeah.
Ocho Ono, whatever his name is. He has like 5 different women, 5 different kids. She brought in 3. They have 12 together, and she's pregnant. I'm like, come on.
Ocho Cinco?
Yeah, that one.
Chad Johnson?
Yeah. He has a million kids too.
Yeah, they all do.
Oh my God. So that's part of the problem. By the way, I'm watching a nightmare right now, an absolute nightmare on TV. Southbound I-25 is closed at 104th, and they are sending people up the off-ramp to get off of that freeway.
Unbelievable.
Again, it's southbound I-25. It's closed at 104th. And they are to get, people have been stuck since 6 this morning, or 5:30. And so they're sending them, they're directing them up the off ramp. People are trying to come down the off ramp. They're like, wait, what?
And they're crossing over the grass median.
Yeah.
What exactly happened there?
A car got hit by a semi. And I don't know if there was like a fatality or anything, but all 4 lanes are closed. And I can see like the cleanup crew is there taking care of everything.
Yeah, it looks like a diesel spill. Well, so I think they have that. It's a hazmat situation and maybe a fatality.
Oh, that could be a while.
Yeah. So again, I'm going to tell you one more time, sorry about this, but if you're just sitting there, because I hate it when I'm sitting in traffic and nobody tells me on the radio what the hell's going on, pisses me off. And so southbound I-25 closed at 104th. So there you go. Good luck. Man, there's a lot of trucks on the road. Hi, I can see stuff and you guys can't. All right, let's see here. Going back to all the other stuff I want to talk about. We might have a racketeering charge. I mean, we have a charge, but we might have some proof. And I'm talking about the Diddy case. Here's the deal. They brought out the whole $100,000 cover-up in the hotel. And here's why this might be racketeering. Is there was a security guard, and he came down and he's like, dude, you're on film. You just beat the hell out of her on tape. This is at Cassie and Sean Combs, the infamous hotel tape. And this isn't cool. Well, Diddy offered him money. He said, no, I'm not taking a dollar from you. And he ended up, by the way, he ended up becoming a police officer later on in life with the CHP or whatever. He didn't take a dime. The other guy that actually had the tapes that was behind the, behind the desk, they called him in and said, hey, we need all those scrapped. We need the original. We need everything. And he's like, you have to go to management. I have nothing to do with it. And then the reason why it becomes racketeering perhaps is because they tried intimidation. First, they tried the personal assistant. He wouldn't do it with her. And then Diddy came aboard and said, I'm going to give you money. And so that's when it becomes more racketeering, because it was like a mob family that all came to these security people and said, you got to give us this. What's it going to take? So that's where it, according to TMZ.
Yeah, it appears that yesterday was probably the most potentially damaging to him than any of the other days have been.
And so here's the bad part, is that the guy that actually had the original tapes, he only got $30,000. His boss, who had nothing to do with it, got $50,000. And then some other dude got $20,000. And the original OG is like, I had the tapes. And everybody made me split it up.
I wish I had a tape on you.
Well, nobody has a tape on me. I've never been that dumb.
Well, if I did, man, I'd be charging you more than $50,000.
Nobody got a tape on me. I had a guy once whip out his phone and try that.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you don't. Yeah, that's a good one.
If you've got a JB tape, let me know.
Nobody has one.
Stato.
It'd have to be a hidden one, because I don't do that stuff. I'm not dumb. Anyway, yeah, so we'll see. They said this was a better cause in the racketeering situation, is because the people after person, and then finally Diddy talked them into giving them money.
Is the prosecution done? Do we know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
As of yesterday, when I saw the TMZ report, it was not.
Okay.
So, also in the Diddy trial, this Sean Deering, who was the former escort, who has now cleaned up his act, and he's a nice boy from the Midwest. before, not so much.
It's funny hearing him talk like super polite and then being like, bro, I know all this stuff that you did. It's weird.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's weird to think about what he does.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And now he talks like, I'm just a small town boy.
Yeah.
He says he's a Christian man.
Yeah, from Kentucky. And this was just kind of just a moment in my life.
Well, you can be both.
Well, that is a moment. A male escort? Yeah. That's quite the moment. All right, here is him talking about how nice Cassie was. Number two.
And she just showed me the utmost respect from day one. There was a night where Cassie, I didn't understand how they enjoyed my presence, but she sat next to me and she's like, there's just something about you. There's energy. You know, there's just energy about you. And it just was a moment that kind of shook me. I was just like, thank you. You know, it's like you take it in the moment, just thank you and move and you move on. But like that little statement had a very large effect on my life. Now I'm a born and raised man of God. I'm a Christian man. So it was a moment where I got to see the Spirit in a time of darkness. And I believe that Diddy saw that in her, and he saw how he could use that, because she did like to serve and please so much that he could use that in order to satisfy his own desire, in a sense that her goodness, she was satisfied by pleasing him, but it led a very dark road.
He is a nice kid.
When, from one rectory to the other. I don't even know what that means. But it feels wrong. All right, here's another clip of him.
But there were other times at the experience when Diddy would leave the area. And I just would, begin to just hey, you know, just talk to her cordially. We're next to each other. And it was a moment of, we can't do anything without him here. It was a freeze up. And it was one where I could see she's a human. She wanted to speak, but she was also one who respected. I could see she understood her role, I guess, in a sense, as I did. You know, I was one, I was there, hired there for a purpose, and I was there to serve my purpose. And I think that I wouldn't say she was controlled by necessarily fear, but rather respect. And, you know, that some of the choices that she made led to this, but I could see that she would not say or do things if she was not allowed to, put it that way.
Yeah, I do feel like she was kind of under a spell and under a threat. I mean, at one point, you know, he said to her on the airplane, I'm going to release all these tapes if you don't do the freak-offs.
Yeah.
So
that statement he makes, though, is he kind of lightens it up a little bit, you know, by saying...
He didn't testify, by the way.
No, but I mean, from what he's saying there in his interview, that you know, she didn't do it out of fear. And I think they need that to prosecute here.
Well, the good news, he didn't testify. He was just on TMZ just talking
right about
from his own knowledge. I'm assuming they didn't have him on the stand at all or call him as a witness because of...
Yeah, because he kind of downplays it just a little bit, that she knew her role, she stuck to her role, and he says she didn't do it out of fear. He should have said she was scared to death.
I have an update on that southbound I-25 closed at 104th. Multiple people taken to the hospital, multiple cars, not just one now that we know more. Multiple people taken to the hospital. Again, it's I-25 is completely shut down southbound at 104th Street. They're taking people off the off-ramp. I mean, they're turning you around, taking you off the off-ramp. And so it's just a mess. I mean, just a mess.
Every time I see one of these, I think to myself, man, what a horrible way to start a day.
No kidding.
I mean, you wake up, you're getting ready to go to work or to be wherever you need to be, and then something like this happens. You're involved in it.
I can say something happy, though.
What?
Happy birthday to my friend Lori.
Woo! Lori, happy birthday.
You know what you mean. We all know her. Yeah, you guys all know her, too. Yeah, happy birthday to Lori. All right, there you go, Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.